Welcome to Best Life University. I'm Dr. Lynn Brown, a counselor and educator. In this podcast, I discuss a myriad of topics related to the five dimensions of personal growth: mental, social, spiritual, emotional, and physical. Thank you so much for listening. Today's topic is Becoming an Assertive Person, Part 2. Now let's talk about aggressiveness. An aggressive person wants to have an inordinate amount of control over him or herself and everyone and everything else. This person feels a need to choose for others and is honest to the point of being tactless and rude. This person is constantly working towards self-enhancement with no thought to the other individual. The aggressive person sets up situations so they will be sure to win and they achieve their goals at the expense of others. Passive and aggressive behaviors are both the result of low self-esteem, and both patterns are based upon fear. The passive person manifests this fear by being quiet and compliant, while the assertive person is loud and pushy. The opposite of these two is assertiveness, which is based on rights, self-esteem, and getting one's needs met without infringing on the rights of others. The assertive person may at times choose to behave passively, but the difference between behaving passively by choice and feeling the need to be passive is the word choice. The assertive person has options. The passive person does not. How do you become assertive? Practice becoming assertive by using the following assertiveness training exercises to communicate clearly and specifically to anyone with whom you have contact. When dealing with others, describe the other person's behavior in non-judgmental terms. It is not your place to determine what is right or wrong for someone else. Your values are not necessarily those of someone else. By assuming your viewpoint is the correct one, you are closing off any opportunity for open communication. Voice your feelings using I statements. No one can make you feel anything. Your responses to others are your responsibility. Placing the burden on someone else often leads to resentment. State your needs clearly and specifically. Generalized requests lead to generalized responses, and these are usually disappointing. An assertive person takes care of him or herself, which results in having needs met and being free to work toward goals. Take time to become an assertive person. You're worth it. Be sure to visit our home at bestlife21.org. Thanks. Copyright 2021, Lynn Berenius Brown.